Today's feast of Pentecost recalls to mind the moment when our church went from fear to faith, from fear to freedom. We hear in today's gospel how the apostles were hiding. They had lived with Jesus for 3 years. They saw him walk on water, calm the storm, raise the dead, cure the blind, heal the leper, cure the paralytic, multiply the fish and loaves to feed thousands. And when he is arrested and killed, their response is to hide. Their go-to place is fear. They lock the doors. After 3 years of witnessing so many miracles, their response was to hide in fear. Oftentimes for us as Catholics, that's what we do. We're afraid to share our faith. We're afraid to tell people about Christ lest we offend them. We make the excuses that my relationship with Jesus is a private thing, totally contrary to our faith. And I'm not casting stones at you. You only have to look at the bishops for the example of what it is to live behind locked doors for fear. Just look at the last 20 years when there were victims of horrific crimes against some clergy. Rather than being heroic in hearing them out, punishing the criminals, and healing and helping the abused, they hid behind locked doors, surrounded by lawyers for fear of lawsuits. It's like our church hasn't learned. When we are living in sin, and when sin confronts us, we have two choices: run and hide, or seek forgiveness and be free. We see on a larger scale how our church for decades ran and hid, led by the bishops, no less. But how can we accost or throw stones at them? The bishops today did the exact same thing that the first bishops did when Christ died. The first 11 bishops hid in a room, locked the doors for fear of the Jews. And they lived with Jesus for 3 years, face to face. Unlike the bishops of today, at least not in a literal sense. For fear of what was to come, they hid. You and I hid. But today's solemnity of the birthday of the church that is Pentecost shows how the love of the Father and the Son poured into our hearts, that is God the Holy Spirit, helps us move from fear to freedom, from fear to faith in action. When sin presents itself, the fearful Christian hides. They run from confession. Maybe they stop going to church because they believe the lie of the evil one that you are not worthy. You don't deserve to go to Mass. God will not hear you. And so we stay home. But the Christian who's received the Holy Spirit and responded to that gift of God's love in action sees sin before their face and runs to confession. Lord, heal me. I am yours. That is not who I am. I am your beloved son and daughter. To live in freedom means to seek the first and primary effect of the Holy Spirit, which is the forgiveness of sins, not the praying of tongues, not prophecy, not bilocation, not being incorrupt, not the interpretation of tongues. It's forgiveness of sins. And Jesus gave this power to the apostles by breathing on them, breathing his very life. Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained. We see in today's gospel the scriptural foundation for the sacrament of confession. Jesus is going to ascend into the right hand of the Father in this gospel of John chapter 20. He's no longer going to be walking the earth as he did for 3 years, forgiving sins in God's name. He's returning to the Father from where he came, completing his mission by his ascension, which we celebrated last Sunday. So who's going to forgive sins in God's name now? Many well-intended people of faith think that, well, I just ask God directly. But that's not what Jesus did in John chapter 20. He didn't say, oh, just ask me directly from heaven. He gave that power and authority to forgive sins in God's name and on behalf of the family of God, the church, to the apostles, the bishops, who has since then passed on that power and authority to forgive sins in God's name by the laying on of hands through ordination, the sacrament of holy orders. Receive the Holy Spirit. And with that gift, the first and most important thing you are to do is to forgive sins. And for us who are laity, for you who are laity, to seek that forgiveness out in the sacrament of confession. That's what happens when we move from fear to freedom. And what that freedom looks like is a faith characterized by action, not by immobility, not by the bare minimum, not by minimalism, not by following rules, not by avoiding mortal sin by just coming to Mass. It's a freedom that's marked by a proactive missionary life of discipleship in your church community and in the world. We have a beautiful example, also super adorable, in Angelique. She was confirmed last week. And unlike many of her peers who haven't come back since they've been confirmed, they're gone. She's here and now she's serving. She knows that it's not enough to be confirmed. This isn't a graduation that I leave and never come back to. I now must put the gifts of the Holy Spirit I've received into action. And so here she is serving with her brother teaching her. When the time for Pentecost were fulfilled, they were all together in one place. And what happened? They busted open the doors and proclaimed the gospel without fear of crucifixion. We see that the first fruits of the Holy Spirit after the forgiveness of sins is the healing of disunity. We know in the Old Testament, when the people of God tried to be like God without him, they created that monument to the heavens, and God struck them with many different speeches and languages so that they could no longer communicate. What once united them, their language, common to all, now becomes a source of division. And as a sign of God healing the rupture and effect of sin, Peter, who denied Jesus three times just a few days ago, who hid for fear of the Jews in that locked room, is now proclaiming the gospel without fear of retribution. And when he speaks, everyone understands him, even if they speak completely different languages and do not speak one another's language. One voice, one message, one hope, one salvation, one God and Father of all, one Spirit. We were all baptized into as one body, Jews, Greeks, slaves, free, all were given to drink of the Spirit through baptism and confirmation to proclaim that Jesus is Lord, not by our words alone, but in action. We'll have an opportunity at the end of Mass today to sign up, to put your faith in action, to complete our Marian Garden, to be a place of encounter, to engage the people here along Larimer. And to have a place for families to gather, to pray, to eat, to celebrate, to sing, to enjoy themselves. How are you putting your faith into action? What are you doing with the gift of the Holy Spirit? If all we do is come to Mass, it is a life marked by fear. I have to go to Mass because I don't want to commit a mortal sin breaking the first and third commandment and go to hell. So here I am. The absolute bare minimum. That life of fear will not sustain you when things get difficult. They will not carry you through the hardships of life. The bare minimum never created a fruitful relationship, not with your spouse, not with your kids, not with your parents, and definitely not with God. But if we allow His love to fill our hearts in and through the Holy Spirit, the gratitude that wells up from accepting that gift compels us to serve, compels us to give back joyfully. It's a life of service marked by joy because it is rooted in gratitude for God who has forgiven my sins who loves me as I am unconditionally, and who calls me to greatness, a life lived for others, forgiving, loving, serving. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. Different forms of service, but the same Lord. Different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. What is your gift? What is your form of service that God has blessed you with? How can you put that to work for your parish and for our community? If we do not give it away, we will lose it. In the Christian faith and tradition, the more we give, the more we get. St. Francis famously put it in these words, "It is in giving that we receive." Today, we celebrate the birth of our church, moving from fear to faith, from fear to freedom, a life filled with the love of God that is God the Holy Spirit, dedicated to service of others. God has first loved us, not the other way around. And so the question for you and I today, as we celebrate the birthday of the church and call God to reactivate the gifts of the Holy Spirit given to us at baptism and confirmation, we must ask ourselves, how am I loving him in return? Peace be with you. Put aside your fear, and together in freedom through the forgiveness of sins, let us live a life of faith in action.